reassurance about money in banks. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound.
After the recent collapse of two banks, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells a Senate hearing Americans can feel confident their deposits will be there when they're needed and that no taxpayer money is being used to cover deposits at the failed banks. Though many Republicans question having enough money to cover future deposits if the standards for FDIC-insured limits are changing. Yellen says uninsured deposits are not protected without a determination about systemic risk. She's also facing questions about whether government-backed treasuries were pushed.
Inflation played a key role in the recent bank failures as rising interest rates and mismanaged interest rate risk led to a liquidity crisis.
Indiana Republican Senator Mike Crapo, lawmakers are promising a bipartisan probe of bank regulators, a bipartisan effort to repeal a pair of longstanding authorizations for use of military force in Iraq.
United States Senate begins the process of repealing the Iraq AUMFs, the ones of 2002 and 1991, putting the final remnants of those conflicts squarely behind us.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer ahead of a planned Senate vote, which would send the measure to the House. President Biden says he supports replacing outdated authorizations with a narrow framework more appropriate for protecting Americans from modern terrorist threats. The president facing some calls to respond to Russia after an unmanned U.S. drone had to be ditched over the Black Sea.
Downing one of our drones in international waters, which I do believe was deliberate. They were determined to stop it one way or another.
Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz says video footage released by the Pentagon confirms the U.S. account that Russian fighter jets dumped fuel on the drone before hitting its propeller, which the Russians have denied. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fentanyl overdoses at an upscale mall in Hackensack, New Jersey. Five women recovering after overdosing in the parking garage yesterday evening.
Police were called to the shops at Riverside where multiple unconscious women had been found. They ranged in age from 29 to 41 years old. First responders performed CPR and administered Narcan, an opioid overdose treatment. Four of the five were taken to the hospital, and the fifth refused medical attention.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the source of the fentanyl, remains under investigation. All five women are described as mall employees. TikTok could be banned in the U.S. if the app's Chinese owners refuse U.S. demands to give up their stake in it.
It's the first time the Biden administration has threatened an all-out ban of the social media platform and comes as a bipartisan bill that would allow a ban on TikTok is being considered by Congress. The Chinese government says the U.S. hasn't given any evidence that the app is a threat to national security, although concerns have been raised that Beijing could get access to user data from U.S. citizens.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The app is already banned on government phones and in many state governments. A $100,000 salary doesn't go very far, depending on where you live.
A survey by Smart Asset determined the cities that give you the most bang for your buck and the cities where your cash just won't last. Texas dominates the top 10 thanks to no state income tax and the low cost of living. Seven of the 10 best values are in Texas, with El Paso as the most affordable spot in the Lone Star State. Your 100 grand will get you the furthest in Memphis, Tennessee. The money is equal to a take-home pay of $86,000 after taxes and cost of living adjustments. In New York City, the same salary is equal to just about $36,000. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A partial rebound on Wall Street, at least for now. The Dow's up 155, the NASDAQ more than 200. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.